A new technique intended to help infertile couples have babies is causing concern among medical ethicists. The technique involves taking a small amount of material from a healthy woman's egg and injecting that into the egg of a woman who's been having trouble getting pregnant. The egg is then fertilized with sperm, and the resulting embryo is implanted into the infertile woman. What has ethicists concerned is that babies born using this technique may inherit genetic material from both women, something that has never occurred before. NPR's Joe Palco reports.
Like every cell in our bodies, a woman's egg is made up of a nucleus surrounded by material called the cytoplasm. About 6 or 7 years ago, fertility doctor Jacques Cohen of St. Barnabas Medical Center in New Jersey came up with the idea of injecting some of this cytoplasm from one egg to another.
The reason why we inject cytoplasm from one egg into another egg is because we think that there are embryos that fail to develop properly and don't develop into a fetus and therefore in a healthy baby because of cytoplasmic failure.
It's not clear exactly what's failing in the cytoplasm, but Cohen's idea appeared to work in some cases. 15 apparently healthy babies have been born to women who had failed to conceive using traditional in vitro fertilization techniques. Now, inside a cell's cytoplasm, there are tiny structures called mitochondria. They provide the energy the cell needs to function. Each mitochondrion contains a small amount of DNA that codes for the genes it needs to do its job. And like the DNA in the nucleus, mitochondrial DNA differs slightly from person to person. Cohen decided to look at whether any of the children born following the cytoplasm transfer technique had more than one type of mitochondria.
We found that in 2 out of the 15 or so babies born from this had some donor mitochondria from the donor, and most of the mitochondria were from the patient.
That's a significant observation. It means that those two children have received genetic material from two mothers. And in theory, that unique genetic makeup can be passed on to succeeding generations, what scientists call germline gene transfer. Ethicist Eric Perrins of the Hastings Center in Garrison, New York, says germline transfer raises enormous ethical issues. Perrin says the concerns are not just that some germline manipulation might go horribly wrong and children would be born with terrible problems.
Instead, the concern's been that we would succeed, that is, that we would harness genetic power to shape our children in ways that ultimately wouldn't be good for children or for the rest of us.
In other words, it raises the specter of creating designer babies with specific eye color or height or some other genetically related trait.
The concerns about failure and success have been substantial enough in the past so that we have said we will not embark upon germline genetic intervention.
And until now, no one has. Most of the time, when scientists and ethicists talk about germline gene transfer, they're talking about changes made to the nuclear DNA. That's the DNA people are referring to when they talk about the human genome. Biologist Eric Schoen of Columbia University says mitochondrial DNA is just a bit player in the genetic world.
The DNA in mitochondria only accounts for a minuscule number of genes, and all of those genes are required for making energy in mitochondria, and they have nothing to do with any other kind of trait that we may have.
So babies born using Cohen's cytoplasmic transfer technique are not likely to suffer any ill effects from having two people's mitochondria. Still, Schoen agrees that what Jacques Cohen has done is a kind of germline genetic transfer. And that's what concerns Eric Perrins. He says the question isn't whether Cohen is helping infertile couples have babies. It's whether society has decided to cross the line that until now has prohibited any germline manipulations.
The basic point I'm trying to make is that the line is too important to cross inadvertently. You know, if we're going to cross it, we got to agree that that's what we want to do. This is the road we want to go down. It's too important a road to go down inadvertently.
Cohen's work has already taken us a few steps down that road. Perrins hopes there'll be more public discussion before we go any further. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.